look, when there's drama in the White House, and in this case it's a meltdown, the first people in are going to have a hard time, because take it from me, I know what it's like, because the first people in, and Dana understands this too, you know, the first thing you do is you tell people that think they're working in the White House that, well, only about 20 people work in the West Wing. You're going to be across the street with 2,000 other people in the White House. The second thing you tell people is, well, you're not going to be an assistant to the president. You're going to be a special assistant to the president, which for the viewers is a couple rungs down. Oh, and by the way, you're not allowed in the Oval Office. You got to talk to this person you've never met before you walk in. Plus, you have an implosion. Everyone's shooting everybody. And in this case, unlike the past administrations, they're not delivering any policies to their base. So communicators are the first ones out. Dana knows that. If you're on the comm staff and your numbers are in the tank, hey, the comm staff's not doing a good job. They're not telling your story. You know, no mention of the fact that Kamala Harris is giving completely bizarre interviews all over the place.
We just talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they got pushed out the door.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of like when a new model comes out of a car. I usually give it a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, if you want to work in the White House, don't be in those first 24 months, because you're liable to get diced up and sliced up. And you know, people are learning, but it seems to me Joe Biden has been around for 138 years, according to what he said.
Right.
In the government. His whole life has been government.
Yeah.
Seems to me that he would be able to run a better, or pick the people that would help run a better White House. Instead, he has a bunch of people that are truth deniers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least they've got a consistent theme going.
They do.
So at least there's that.
They do.
Lots to talk about today. It is Friday.
Yeah.
And we've got our nonprofit Friday coming up here in just a little bit. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Friday Funnies. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, those are good today.
They're
always good, but I mean, specifically, I need a laugh.
Well, we'll get some today. And did you watch the Alec Baldwin interview last night?
No, I decided to put needles up underneath my fingernails.
Oh, so
instead.
Much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun.
That was a smart
fun.
Move. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Yeah, a little sore this morning.
A lot of people are weighing in, shall we say,
okay,
on that interview. And as we predicted yesterday,
mm-hmm,
he did not do himself any favors with that one.
Well,
so we'll take a look at that, as well as some of the local things as well.
Okay.
Thought of the day.
Yeah.
When you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of us are perfect. When you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are. Mm-hmm. Or not like them for who they are, I guess, depending on the situation.
That's right.
434-248-0704. That's our text number. We're so glad that you use it.
Yeah, we want you to do the Mind Jam trivia, but first I have to set the table.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You
the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hello, Friday.
I've been looking for you, no doubt about it.
Where have you been all my life? Friday.
So, according to a Time article written about the worst gifts you can give.
Hmm.
What came in first? We have Christmas right around the corner.
Right.
What came in number one? Cheap gifts, passive aggressive gifts.
What?
Or it's really all about me gifts. Much
oh
like,
my gosh.
That's Alec Baldwin. He wins that one.
Oh, it's always all about him. If you look up narcissist in the dictionary, you would see that man's. That interview was even worse than I anticipated.
Tell him what he said about killing himself.
Oh, he said, well, first of all, he admitted to pulling the hammer back.
Right. Which is just like pulling the trigger.
Right. I mean, it's the same difference. You can't be that big of an idiot.
Right.
I mean, he's done Westerns and stuff before. And he said, if I thought I had pulled the trigger, I would have killed myself.
Right.
Yeah, Alec, because it's all about you, buddy. Mm-hmm. We get it.
Yeah.
The all about you gifts. Have you ever gotten a gift from somebody that you knew that it was something that they would love?
Oh, sure.
And you just are like, you don't know me at all. Mm-hmm, what on earth mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. going on?
So let's go ahead and try it. can I try it first?
Oh, gosh. So you've got cheap gifts, passive-aggressive gifts, or it's mm-hmm. all about me gifts. According to this article written by Time Magazine, what is the worst gift you can give out of those three?
Okay.
1926, detective novelist Agatha Christie mysteriously disappears for 11 days. There have been documentaries and movies made about that.
Yeah.
She just disappeared, fell off the face of the earth. Interesting.
Maybe wrote some good stuff.
And mysterious.
Yeah, well.
You're just saying. 1950, boy, this changed radio forever in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Harvey begins his national radio broadcast.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
That is so spot mm-hmm. on. He had a way with words, no doubt about it. Great man. Great man.
Yeah, he really was. No doubt about that.
You said you had people guy. Used to listen to you on a station you used to work at.
Yeah, we used to play them in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And boy, if it was a minute late mm-hmm. or if it was they were waiting to hear what yeah. he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried for a while to keep it going with his son and stuff. Yeah. And maybe he still does it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
But it's certainly not as widely listened to as
sure.
it was when you were looking for the rest of the story.
Mm.
In 1984, this song, sung by Band-Aid, is released in the UK. It was a big deal. It's still played today.
Yeah.
Do they know it's Christmas time at home? Here's to you, raise a glass for everyone. Here's to them underneath that coming sun. Do they know it's Christmas time?
Yeah. That was, around the time, we were doing things like We Are the World and all that.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of that going on. Very popular back
mm-hmm.
then. In 2020, AT&T's Warner Brothers studio announces all of its 2021 movies will stream online the same day they appear in theaters because of the pandemic. I think it's forever changed.
I think
movie
so, too.
Watching.
Yeah. I don't have that sound effect of the old. Remember the modems when they would boot up?
Yeah.
And you wonder, what is happening? We're entering the cyber world.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I did hear that Spielberg has done a version of West Side Story.
Yeah, I've seen the commercial.
That's going to be released directly mm-hmm. to theater. That will not be available.
Oh, okay.
On streaming at the same time. So I thought that was an interesting. There are some movies that he thinks should only be
on the big
seen
one.
On the big screen.
Yeah.
So, birthdays today.
Yep.
Amanda, I can't say her. I don't know how you say her last name.
Seyfried. Something like that.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
She's 36.
Sam rode me over to the little island. That's here. That's Calicary. We danced on the beach, and we kissed on the beach, and dot, dot, dot.
What?
Dot, dot, dot. That's what they did in the olden days.
Oh, stop it!
Sam's the one. I know he is. I've never felt like this before.
Honey, honey, how he thrills.
Oh, Mamma Mia. That's the closest I'm going to get to watching that movie.
She's really cute, though.
Yeah, she is a beautiful girl.
And she's talented.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Broke right in the song there.
Uh-huh. Well, I do that sometimes.
This guy breaks
in the
show.
On this show.
Yeah,
actually.
That's right. I've been known to do it.
Oh, you asked me yesterday. You're like, Janet, what's your favorite Ozzy Osbourne song? And I'm like, didn't he have just one? I don't know.
Well,
I don't think you can play a montage of Ozzy hits.
No, not this early. But I'm going to go with I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
This is when he was with Black Sabbath. Pretty big hit.
Oh, yeah.
Has he lost his mind? Is he, or is he blind?
Iron Man.
What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm crazy, maybe.
Yeah, that's when I could really pull a care on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no idea.
Yeah, that goes back. It goes back to the 70s, early 70s. But
I am Iron Man. Has mm-hmm. he lost his mind? Can he see or is he blind?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Write it down.
Write it down. Now you know the real lyrics, Kara. I'm here for you. Andy Grammer having a birthday today. He turns 38 years old.
Yeah.
You got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good.
Yeah, probably.
You better get your butt out of there.
Yeah, really. That's what I say about sometimes when I eat cookies. I'm good. I don't want to have another one.
You know, really? I've never heard you say that.
One moment on the lips, forever on the hips. Hey, Richard Simmons said it.
That's
back
true.
In the 80s. He it's did. Still true.
Also having a birthday today is Brendan Fraser. He turns 51 today.
This is my new friend.
Hi. Adam Weber.
Hi. I'm Heather.
Heather?
Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever heard that name before.
Yeah, do you dance?
Do I dance? Why, I took a dance lesson every day of my life up until a couple of days ago.
You're kidding.
No, I didn't. Shall we dance?
Sure.
Yeah.
He plays like a caveman coming back in time. And
that looks so stupid.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
No. Well, I saw the clip yesterday to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we lost a great deal of gray matter just listening to that clip.
Well, and, you know, if the only other stuff is Mummy, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's all the sound effects and, you know, all these mean, ugly-looking monsters and stuff and
gotcha.
Things. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're not going to hear this in any of her movies. Mm-hmm. Julianna Moore having a birthday today. She's a beautiful lady, 61.
Let me tell you something, Tom. Let me tell you something that you don't know. I know a lawyer. You understand? You might think I don't, but I do, and I'll take you to court.
Because you know what? If you wanted to, you could do anything.
Yeah. She is a beautiful lady and, mm-hmm. and just, yeah.
And she's been in some great movies, too,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for sure. Hey, thanks for texting in this morning. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We've been asking you about the worst gifts you can ever receive.
Yeah, there was a Time article, and Christmas being around the corner, Time article written about the worst gifts. What came in number one? Cheap gifts, passive-aggressive gifts, or... It's really all about me gifts.
They seem to be leaning in that.
Oh, the last one?
The last one.
Okay.
We'll be back with the answer and break that down a little bit more when we return here on The Morning Jam.
619, just for you, Janet.
Oh, dear.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Why are you doing this to me?
What do you mean?
What have I done to you?
It's just, it's like one of the most popular songs, you know?
That doesn't mean you should play it.
And listen to The Morning Jam.
See, I got to the good stuff.
Send me songs, Janet. Send me Christmas songs that you'd like to use for
bumpers.
Hey,
it's been a busy week. I mean, do you know how much time I spent? We haven't even talked about Salty yet.
I can rest... I know. You can rest assured that that was not on my list of songs.
I'm sure it wasn't.
All right, well, you've had your token play of Mariah Carey, so let's just like put that one aside till next year. Wow, talk about the worst Christmas gift of all times. Right, well, you didn't play Christmas Shoes, so.
Yeah, that's not even in.
I'll give you that one.
That's not on a hard drive that I own.
So, the worst Christmas gifts of all times. That's right. What we're talking about this morning.
Yeah. Were they cheap gifts, passive aggressive gifts, like that last song for Janet?
Yeah.
Or just all about me gifts?
Okay. Randy, make it stop. I feel you, brother. I feel you. So, a lot of people did weigh in on this. Most people thought that it was the gifts that were, you know, are all about me. I picked you out a gift that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't it, though, but that was on the list.
Okay.
The number one example that they gave, worst gifts ever received, based on the responses from the time readers.
Right, right.
Passive-aggressive mother-in-law gifts.
Oh. Specific to mother-in-laws, huh?
I've never gotten one of these. Here are some examples. My ex-boyfriend's mother gave me a Hello Kitty coloring book and a battery-operated cellulite massager.
Wow.
I was 26 and weighed 100 pounds.
Oh, gosh.
Golly.
Jeez.
My mother-in-law once bought me a toilet, tank and all. To make it much more interesting, she paired it up with a matching toilet bowl coffee mug, passive-aggressive to the limit. My mother-in-law for years bought the other daughter-in-law expensive makeup or perfume. And then I always got the free gift that came with it. But at least that's useful.
Yeah.
How about this mother-in-law? She bought me a tin of cookies, ate the cookies, and gave me an empty, except for the crumbs, tin.
Mm.
That's just mean. Oh, my goodness. It's not always the mother-in-law doing the passive-aggressive gifts, apparently.
Well, yeah, no.
A relative gave my spouse and I the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families.
Mm.
Giving someone a self-help book implies you think they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
What does it mean when your mother-in-law gets you underwear? That means that your real mom is already passed on.
I will. Oh, right.
That in my case.
That really
that's
is
what my mom
means.
Used to get the boys. She had 4 boys. You got underwear and socks. Practical
and you
gifts.
Know what? And my boys get upset if they don't get their underwear and socks mm-hmm. because now that they're buying their own things, it pains them to spend money underwear and socks.
You spent that much on me?
Yeah, that's right. Here was one, the well-meant misfire. My husband bought me a toilet roll holder.
Okay.
It was a nice one. Wrought iron, had a dagger-like point, which I did refrain from using on him. Good Lord.
What does it mean when, like, husband buys the wife a cookbook?
Oh.
Any implications there?
See, I would like a gift like that, especially if it was, you know, something different. Or
how about how to cook for dummies?
Yeah, that would be insulting. That wouldn't be good. Yeah. We wouldn't want or a Hello Fresh.
yeah, subscription.
A subscription. And this one, you have to do any cooking at all, dear.
Right.
A couple other
or a fire extinguisher and. It's like wrapped with a couple utensils.
Some more terrible gifts.
Okay.
One person gave their wife a waffle iron.
Okay.
That wouldn't be the worst gift, except for when he presented it, he thought if we had a waffle iron, I could make waffles for him. Apparently, he's the one that liked the waffles.
Oh. Okay.
My mother would give me clothes in her style and size so she could borrow and we could share.
Oh, now that's an all about me gift. Yeah.
This person says the worst gift she ever received was a framed, blown up snapshot of her father-in-law, which her mother-in-law insisted should be hung in her bedroom.
Oh, that's wow. Just now that is a little bit bizarre right there.
And there's others in here that about the, you know, the cheapest gift that they ever received and the all about me gifts, things that they would want. I'd love to hear your worst gift, guys. 434-248-0704. What's the worst gift you've ever received?
Yeah.
Is it the grandma shirt?
Oh, well, I think that was supposed
to be funny.
She didn't care what it said. She just wanted me to be warm.
Oh,
if you're wondering what Janet's talking about, I got this beautiful white sweatshirt that says Michigan you know, it's the football team. Heck, I could wear it this weekend. They're playing Iowa.
Right. And so you at first were like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. And she says, your brothers don't want it. And, you know, you live in a colder climate.
Okay.
So I took it.
Right.
You know, I just glanced at it. I'm dyslexic. Remember that.
Yeah.
So things don't always appear as they seem. And I put it on for the first time, and I walk in the living room, and my wife starts laughing. I said, what are you laughing about? She goes, did you read what it says on it? I said, what? She goes, it says Michigan Grandma. So, and I wear that sweatshirt proudly now.
You have a shirt that says Michigan Grandma.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the grandma part is smaller than the rest of it, you know, Michigan State and all that stuff. Anyway, yeah.
Wait a minute. So Barry said, good morning, Janet, Mark. Barry here. My favorite Christmas song.
Right.
Merry Christmas, Baby by Southern Culture on the Skids. Oh.
Oh,
we'll have to listen to that.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was saying Mariah Carey was his favorite. And then I was like, I can't talk to you anymore, Barry.
You were going
to
unfriend him right there.
Yeah, it could happen. So the worst gift that I ever received, and this was from a boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Was a used VCR.
Oh, come on.
True story.
Come on.
True story.
Probably spent $15 on it. You imagine getting
I'm not sure he spent. I think it was his old VCR, and he had it. But the thing was,
he took the time to take some compressed air to blow that dust off those little crevices and stuff, didn't he?
He wasn't the boyfriend for much longer. Okay. I will say, but you know, he'd make kind of a big deal out because he'd set it all up and stuff. Right. And I'm like, you've got
look.
To
it doesn't
me.
Even flash 12:12:12. I even put the right time on it. Remember
and
that?
He had a big Christmas card on it, I'll never forget. And he was so grumpy at Christmas, too.
Right.
And I had bought him a leather jacket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wasn't exactly.
He probably looks in the closet every time and goes, oh, that was such a mistake. I should have got her a new VCR.
Yeah. I mean, even a new VCR would have been me.
I understand.
Oh, my. And currently, this morning,
I can't believe what it is in Roanoke.
I know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's it's warmer everywhere. 52 in Lynchburg.
Yeah.
51 in Bedford. 53 in Roanoke and Salem. 48 in Danville.
I was looking at the hot spot. Yeah.
The hot spot.
That's where my Cuban island is.
Stella's probably waiting there with a plate of something yummy.
Oh my gosh.
For you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's something.
Okay. We've got our local headlines for you now this morning.
We do. And, you know, it is warmer this morning, but we know the cold weather is still yet ahead of us for the next several months here. The Lynchburg Police Department will be handing out coats this winter. They teamed up with one community. It's a great church. One community, one voice. Different than one community church, although they are an awesome church. One community, one voice, should have read the whole thing, for the annual Share the Warmth Coat initiative. Pastor James Cam, we've had him on our show. He's a pretty great guy, executive director of One Community, One Voice, said that they'll share more than 5,000 coats that have been collected, coats of all sizes, donated from different organizations, churches, businesses, and community members. Lynchburg police officers have filled their cruisers with coats. Cam said the Lynchburg Police Department involvement is very impactful, especially in this is my editorial here, especially in a day where, you know, police are not looked at the best. But imagine, you know, you've got policemen opening up their trunks and not pulling out 12 gauges, but they're pulling out coats for kids and families. That's an amazing opportunity for police and folks like Pastor James Cam to network together to make a difference in our community. So congratulations to those guys.
Robert County school officials have launched an investigation after a gun and ammo were discovered at Rock Ridge County High School on Thursday. Around lunchtime, the administrators were notified of a student who may have a gun on school property, according to Rock Ridge County Public Schools. School administration and the resource officer immediately investigated the report, which resulted in the confiscation of a gun and ammo. Law enforcement was notified of the incident right away. According to officials, a preliminary investigation reveals the student did not have any intent to use the weapon or cause harm. However, a more thorough threat assessment is going on. They say the student has been removed from the property.
So, Janet, have you ever seen pickup trucks that look like they're so weighed down in the back that the bumper's almost dragging the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty silly.
It is silly because when I was looking for trucks a year ago, I was saying, what is going on?
What is with this look?
It's called the Carolina Squat.
It is called the Carolina Squat.
And
yeah.
Tennessee, they call it the Tennessee Tilt.
I don't remember seeing them much in Tennessee, but now we talk about it a lot when we go into the Carolinas.
And it's
and
made
its
way into Virginia as
stop
well.
It.
And
just
North
stop.
Carolina has decided to do something about it. And the reason we're sharing this is because they're going to have a rippling effect to the surrounding states, if not the whole country. House Bill 692, the standard North Carolina vehicle code, now has been modified to ban vehicle suspension modifications that simply lift the front of the vehicle and lower the back of the vehicle, known as the Carolina Squat. There's sections of the bill that talk about specifics like, you know, nothing beyond 3 inches beyond the manufacturers and that kind of thing. North Carolina members believe the vehicle modification, and I would agree with them here, makes it ordinarily hard for oncoming cars because the headlights appear that they're normal. And then you get up to it, and then they're more blinding because of the way that they're situated. It also is endangering both oncoming motorists because you can't see out of the hood. You're seeing the tip of the hood, the very front. And it's hard to see over that. Next thing you know, you've run into someone or something. So it's being dealt with in the state of North Carolina. Hopefully other states will follow suit, that the North Carolina or the Carolina Squat will be a thing of the past. It's just a weird way to modify what is a normal four-wheel drive. And
I really don't get it.
It does look silly.
But, I mean, does it? I mean, I don't know that it really hurts anything.
It looks, oh, okay, I'm being told in Florida they call it bulldogging.
Bulldogging.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I guess every state has its own version.
I guess so. I've never heard anything but the Carolina Squat.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, the Tennessee Tilt was new until I saw this article.
So. Okay. Yeah, anyway, I don't know why people do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'd like for them to just, you know, kind of get the farm use tags people off of them.
Oh, I just saw, it's funny you say that. I saw on Langhorne Road just the other day, mm-hmm. a car coming towards me that had a farm use tag on it. Mm-hmm. And then I made a turn down my street and there was a car on the side of the road, you know, just parked alongside of the road. It was a Jeep Wagoneer with a farm use sign.
Well, and I had one this week that was, I mean, it was at the mall.
Right. I saw two within.
What kind of farm work are you doing at TJ Maxx,
right,
buddy?
Well, they said they were going to, you know,
to start
breaking,
you know,
or, you know, cracking down
on it. Yeah.
Because you can go buy, these tags are like $15. You can buy them anywhere.
And the thing about it is you can't trace them. It's not like you can
right.
look it up and see who it
exactly.
is that's doing it.
A VIN number, if you're lucky.
My favorite is when you see like a Volkswagen Beetle with one
with
on there.
The farm you said.
Really? How are you using that on the farm, sir? You got some hay in the front of that Beetle?
Here's,
I don't know.
Here's my thing, and you can do your last story. My thing is, for it to be genuine, we have to have an old truck that's probably got rusted fenders, and it's, you know, it doesn't have to be four-wheel drive, but
right.
it would be helpful. You know, there's a bale of hay in the back. I mean, that's probably closer to a farm use than, anyway, yeah.
It could be. Well, going to be a lot of Christmas parades coming up.
Yeah.
There were several that kicked off yesterday. I'm not sure why we are having Thursday parades, but
yeah.
Buena Vista held their parade. Pulaski, Radford, mm-hmm. Vinton all held their parades. We'll also be talking about some upcoming Christmas parades
mm-hmm.
That are going on. I expect we're going to have several going on this weekend.
Yeah.
So, did you enjoy Christmas parades when you were little?
You know what? When I was little, the only parades that I really saw was the Chasco Fiesta Parade, and that was a parade that was on the street of Newport Richey, and it was also along the channels because they had cut man-made channels through the city,
mm-hmm.
and so that was fun because that was a boat parade. I always enjoyed the boat parades back in the day in the 70s.
Right.
So, you know, as a kid, that's what I was exposed to growing up, you know, in Florida.
I'm trying to look up and see. I mean, I don't see anything for Bedford, Lynchburg, right. Roanoke. Lynchburg, I feel like, has always struggled with Christmas parades, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think some places are too small to be big, too big to be small, and it can be a little bit of a problem.
Of course, I haven't mentioned her in a long time. Cheryl Morrill, you know, Miss Newport Richie.
Oh, Lord.
That I got to date after high school. She Miss Chasco Fiesta there. And anyway.
Not that you're resting on your old laurels. You know, Kara, you're going to keep talking about her, and Kara is really going to set you straight.
Oh, she's met
her.
She's met Cheryl at my class reunions.
I don't know, after the whole Miss Stuckey situation.
I haven't talked about the Stuckey lady now in a while.
That Miss Stuckey 2021, she wasn't all about that at all.
She did see her picture, because I found this through LinkedIn, and that's how I lined up the interview with her. She goes, well, she's pretty attractive. There has been no, beyond the interview, there has been no more communication with her.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right.
Although when we travel next, if I do see a Stuckey's, I'm definitely going to pull in and see what kind of little trinkets they have. Just for
you
the fun of it.
You better hope she's not with you.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department second to none, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And they have everything you need to stock your pantry, get you ready for the holidays. Today's recipe in particular, you could do well going to F&L Market to stock up on. I've been giving you recipes this week that make great foodie gifts. If you want to, you know, have a little something maybe for a neighbor, someone in your office, something like that. But, you know, you don't want to spend an exorbitant amount of money. You want to be useful. These gifts can really come in handy. This is, I call them mason jar gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll do seasoned salts in those. I did that this week. I'll do dips in them. This is a 3-bean chili mix that you can make in a jar, and it's very easy to give as gifts. In a small bowl, you're going to combine onion flakes, garlic powder, and set that aside. And then you're going to combine chili powder and cayenne.
Mm-hmm.
And then in your jar, you're going to layer the ingredients in this order in your mason jar. You're going to put in your kidney beans. You're going to put a dried layer of kidney beans. And F&L has great prices on all their dried beans and lentils. So you're going to put a row of kidney beans. Then you're going to put the onion flake mixture. Then you're going to put some dried pinto beans. Then some dried black beans. Then you're going to do your chili powder mixture, some parsley, and then some cumin. And it looks really beautiful together. And then there's even a little tag here that you can print that shows how to make the 3-bean chili.
Okay.
They can make it with beef or without. And it tells you how to do it all. It really is a pretty cool gift. Everything you need is right here in this link that I'm giving you. It's easy to make, but by the time you put the little ribbon and everything around it, it's a nice gift for a guy or a gal.
Okay.
You want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share right here for you on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-In Assorted Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless Chuck Roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A Large Eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole Bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
What you doing to me? What you doing?
All right, Salty, are you ready?
Oh, Janet, I don't know. There's a lot of information here.
I know, but now look, you can do it. I know you can do
Salty,
it.
Salty, you can do it.
He can do it.
I know you can.
Yes.
I don't know, Mom. Janet, I told you got to coach me. Will you coach me?
Oh, we're gonna coach you.
She's gonna coach you, Salty. Settle down.
This is a little more than what you did for us last year, but it's okay. So you might want to start with something like this is Salty Henderson,
celebrity endorsement.
Celebrity endorsement, something like along those lines.
Yeah.
And, because don't be embarrassed by your celebrity, Salty.
I don't even know what that means, Janet.
Lord. Should we write this down? I don't know. So just introduce yourself.
Right. And you've got the sheet with the prices in front of you.
And they're good prices.
Yeah, they sure are. I may want to buy one or two.
You could probably do like your entire Christmas shopping.
Oh my gosh, Del Monte swimming with the stingray.
Yeah, well, okay.
Probably want to cut that stingray up with something and have a filet mignon.
Yeah, they frown on that.
That's not a good idea.
At the Sequest, so maybe not take Del Monte to the Sequest. But anyway, let's try it. Let's get started. Right. And if there's a problem, we can always start over. We got plenty of tape.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello, I'm Salty Henderson. Salute. Whoops, I already messed up, Janet.
Hi, I'm Salty Henderson.
Just do what she says. I'm telling you, she's helped me through many of
afternoon
a promo.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Golly day.
And for the next, 40 minutes?
It was a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, but I will say this. By the end of it,
He found his
little groove there. And he was doing okay.
If you're wondering what you just heard, Salty is going to be our celebrity endorsement for Insane Radio Deals. You're going to hear him talking next week because we've came in and slain the prices. We've cut them to the bone.
Right.
Like we did around Halloween, and we had a pretty good, we were able to unload some inventory that way.
Well, and if you missed out on it,
here's your chance.
You waited too late. Right.
Yeah, the prices are very comparable to what you saw at Halloween for those of you that participated in. And it's a great way to help us out, to help our vendors out, and help you out at Christmas. These would make great Christmas presents. And all I can tell you is they're already discounted prices, but we've gone way beyond those discounts as we went in and surgically cut even more away.
And when you help out these businesses, you're also helping us out. So that's a good thing.
And we want to sort of clean the house a little bit for 2000.
Make room for
in 22 more stuff coming down the pike for you, our listeners. So there you go.
All right. So let's talk about this fiasco of an interview yesterday.
Okay.
On with Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
We played a little bit.
Yeah, we just had the teaser.
Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of people coming out, weighing in on this article. John Snyder calls bull after Baldwin's tell-all interview.
Oh, you talking about Bo Duke?
Bo Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Bo Duke tells you you're full of crap, you know you are. So ahead of the interview, a preview was released, which we played yesterday.
Right.
And it had it featured Baldwin's comments.
Mm-hmm.
John Snyder shared his thoughts on the matter.
He's worked in a few movies, TV shows.
With guns.
Mm-hmm.
An 18-minute video titled, "Seriously, Alec?" Snyder claimed the interview was all designed to make us feel sorry for Alec Baldwin and claimed the actor's teary-eyed emotional responses were bullcrap. Only he didn't say bullcrap.
Right.
Snyder questioned the conversation, asking whether viewers were supposed to believe that the gun went off by itself.
Yeah.
He said, this is a wonderful business we all work in. We're honored and privileged to be a part of it. So when someone takes a crap, which obviously George and Alec have done here, and obviously this woman is still deceased.
Sure.
Her family is still without a mother, without a wife. This is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
The Dukes of Hazzard alum says he believes the propaganda machine is responsible for perpetuating the idea that Baldwin is a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, it's my understanding that later on in the interview, he did say he pulled the hammer back And I have news for you folks. If you pull a hammer back, that's the same as pulling the trigger.
Right. It's setting it.
You're setting like things in motion.
It's almost like your hubby's a archery person. Yeah. It's like you've pulled the bow back.
Right. I mean, you're ready to do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Randy said that trigger did pull itself. No, it did not. It did not pull itself. Twitter just kind of blew up after all of this came to be. Many people just saying, it was some of the best acting he'd ever done, which is kind of what we were saying.
Right.
And then he goes on to say in the interview that if he thought he had killed somebody, he would just kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't think. I mean, could he make it any more about himself?
Right. Yeah.
He also said in the interview it was the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, there.
Who is letting him talk like this?
Well. The guys on Red Eye Radio speculated coming in early this morning that he's had long conversations with his lawyers. So they've probably let him say whatever he's saying here.
That's wise?
I don't think it's wise at all. I don't think it's wise at all. I think just you let it simmer and settle down for a while before you come out. What good is this doing for him? Is he trying to salvage the movie?
I think it's just inflaming. I don't think that movie's ever going to see the light of day.
Right.
It's kind of like that movie that they were making about the Lynyrd Skynyrd guy. They were making a movie. It had William Hurt in it.
They were
shooting on a railroad track.
Okay.
And in it, his figure was on. He was having a dream, and he was on a railroad track.
Right.
And they didn't get permission to use the railroad track.
Oh.
And a train came.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh, my gosh.
Several people were severely injured. One woman died.
Oh, jeez.
On the set. That movie never saw the light of day.
Wow.
I don't think this one will either.
You know, it's funny you say that because they do a lot of stuff. The French Connection, the infamous car chase scene and stuff. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of that without advising the city or anything. And it's crazy what films will do without permission.
Right.
Hoping things don't go wrong. I was not aware of the story you just said, though. Wow.
It was kind of crazy to see. And there's several documentaries out there about it. But what was interesting was they didn't even have people placed further up the tracks.
Right, for like a warning or whatever.
If you're not going to get, help, at least put somebody with a cell phone far enough down that you can clear the track if there's a problem.
Right, right.
Because it was a bridge and on the other side is water. I mean, it's not like you could just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I can't believe they let him do this.
Yeah.
And people on Twitter were just,
especially nowadays,
exploding
knowing,
up against him.
Social media and everything else. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that one will potentially come back to get him in some way.
Probably so.
Man alive.
So.
Well, we'll have some normal Friday funnies coming at you in the next hour. We also will have our nonprofit. We're talking to the Virginia Aid Legal Society. Have a couple of folks. I think we're going to have two guests show up. Looks that way. Jeremy White and Cliff Glickman.
They're doing some really good work.
They are.
Right now, and they're going to tell you about the services that they offer and some of the things that are kind of at the forefront for them right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bill Trefero on the way. He'll get you some headlines for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side. And our studio line numbers are 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776. And our text number is 434-248-0704. We're still getting some worst gifts I ever received.
Oh, really?
Text.
Okay. All right.
We'll have to review some of those, too.
That sounds good. We'll have Mark Dalton in also in the 8 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll get to ask him that question. What's the worst gift he ever received?
Yeah, be thinking, Mark.
Yeah. So there you go. It is 6:59. We're right up against CBS News.